Comedy Forecast, episode 220, Shame on You. Hi, I'm Clinton. I've always wanted to run my own station, and now I do. Comedy Forecast. Yep, my studio is right here on the abandoned fourth floor observation deck of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers in downtown Midling Fair. Okay, so I have to rely on the residents, staff, and guests for my content, and my budget is about $4. But hey, it's a start. Brought to you by GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy is the world's number one domain name registrar. They offer websites, hosting, email, and more. Plus, save 10% on your entire order when you use the Comedy Forecast coupon code BLU7. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
For those of you who didn't listen to episode 219, I'd ask you to go back and listen. But you won't, will you? Very well. Here is a brief recap.
As soon as we got the call, boom, we were on our way.
We're headed to the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers. It seems like they've heard some strange noises in the building lately. The call came in from a Mr. Danny Hillcrest.
Okay, I think the first thing we need to do when we get to the hotel is speak to this Mr. Hillcrest.
Welcome to the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers. Can I take your bags?
No thanks, soldier. We're Spirits and Hauntings, Advanced Asset Management.
You can call us Sham for short.
I can tell a sham from a mile away.
I really think we should have thought that name through a bit more.
What can you tell us about what's been happening here?
We've been hearing eerie, spooky noises here at the hotel lately.
Well, what do you know about that? That sounds like it could be old lady Cindy Mendenvernenhofen, the Venus Arms ghost.
Okay, all the video equipment is ready. We have both the infrared camera and the thermal camera set up in the 11th floor hallway.
That ought to work out great, especially on an audio show.
And I have the electromagnetic coil induction thingamabob detector.
I love that!
Okay, Carol and Anne, let's have you two go check out the hallway on the 11th floor and take the captain with you.
If it's all the same to you, I'd really rather not.
Yeah, he's all old and weird and stuff.
Don't worry, I'll go with them. I know this hotel like the back of my hand. Wow, look at all the bumps here. It's like a tiny road map. Hey, I'm my own GPS.
All right, Marley and I, we'll keep the captain with us.
And now, the conclusion to our story.
Is the night vision camera rolling?
Yep.
Why can't you just have the lights on?
Ghosts are afraid of the light. It's a proven fact.
Fact, huh? Who did your peer review on that? Freddy Krueger?
I'm speaking to Cindy. Cindy Manilow. Motrin. Methadone. I'm speaking to Cindy. Hello, Cindy. I'm Jacob, and this is Marley. We're friends.
We just want to talk to you.
And maybe get a viral clip that you can post on YouTube. Why are you two whispering?
Shh. We don't want to scare the ghost.
She's dead. I kind of doubt there's anything you two can do to scare her. Except maybe show her your Nielsen overnights.
Is there anything you'd like to say to us, Cindy?
Whoa. Did you hear that?
Definitely something. Barely audible.
How are you going to find out what it is?
We've got some equipment that can cancel out the background noise, comb through the remaining frequencies, and enhance all variant tonal signals.
Whoa. Say, can I borrow that sometime?
Do you have some spectral audio?
No, just some old Napster files that could use a bit of a punch-up.
So anyway, that's how I got banned from the Midling Fair Second Run Theater and Tattoo Parlor. I mean,
I told the theater manager that I had to use my cell phone in the middle of the movie.
Danny?
How else was I going to get in touch with my peeps and have them tell me the ending of the film?
Danny?
I mean, come on! It's such a bummer to get to a big surprise ending and you're not expecting it!
Danny, we kind of need quiet to do our work.
Oh, sure! Oops, I mean, oh, sure.
Let's head down the corridor this way.
So, we headed down the hall, away from the elevator, but Danny kept talking.
I saw this stop-action movie that was shot a frame at a time? They said it took 10 years to create it, which is nuts. I mean, if the guy had shot it 10 frames at a time, it would have only taken him a year. Hey, have either of you ever been to a midnight showing of Dogs and Cats, The Revenge of Kitty Galore? Now that is a weird scene. See, there's this thing called furry fandom, and they often...
Wait, what was that? I think I saw something down at the end of the hall, back the way we came.
Let's go!
Oh, it was just the elevator. It's gone now.
Yes, I know.
Well, let's get back to ghost hunting. Where was I? Oh yeah, what do you gals think of Zach Galifianakis?
At this point, I decided that we had gathered enough data.
Okay, I think we've gathered enough data. Now we need to look over the video, listen to the audio, and draw some vague conclusions. Let's go set up the processing equipment.
We set up our processing equipment in the hotel restaurant.
Did he say the name of the hotel? Yeah, he didn't, did he? We want that promotional consideration. It's the Venus Arms Hotel.
The restaurant is the perfect spot to spread out all of our audio and video equipment and keep going over the same clip again and again and again, saying what it must be until you believe it.
I trust the meal is to your liking.
Sure is, but keep it coming.
And they have an awesome Sunday all-you-can-eat brunch.
Ah, yes. I can now add buffet table gaufre to my resume.
Oh, put that back.
Hi, Danny Hillcrest here. So, did you find something?
Listen.
Did you hear that? It's a voice saying, they killed me.
I don't know. Kind of sounds like two cats getting it on to me.
No. Listen again.
They killed me.
Ooh, you're right. It absolutely sounds like a guitar.
Voice.
Voice.
Well, there you go. Proof positive you have a phantasm in the hotel.
Oh, and they belong in the opera, right?
No. That means you have a ghost.
Well, it better not be leaving anything in the coat check room. I just cleaned that place out again.
Excuse me? What in the name of Leona Helmsley are you people doing?
Who are you?
My young woman, I happen to be the owner of this hotel, Miss Abby Fallmacher. And again, I ask, what is going on here?
Oh, I called them Miss Fallmacher. This is Spirits and Hauntings Advanced Asset Management. It's a sham investigation. We've been hearing strange, spooky noises in the hotel lately. So I called them in to check it out.
Oh, where exactly did you hear these noises?
Well, the first time I heard it, I was talking to the talking camera, who seems oddly absent from these past two episodes. Then I heard it in the 11th floor hallway.
And we heard it in the lobby, too.
Oh.
Something on your mind, Miss Fallmacher?
Well, this is quite embarrassing. You see, I just installed my new bone stretch home gym up on the 12th floor.
Gee, no one ever goes up there. Oh, I've got it. Maybe that's it. The ghosts are upset you're invading their creep space. That's why they're making those horrible, disgusting, unnatural noises.
That was me, you dolt. I'm afraid I've been pushing my workout a bit too hard. Feel the burn?
Something about the old lady's story just didn't sound right.
Something about your story just doesn't sound right. If you were up on the 12th floor, How did we hear you all the way down in the lobby?
Oh, that's simple. There's an old tube intercom system that runs through the whole building. I was hoping it would save me some electricity. It must be a tube opening over my elliptical.
It's kind of hard to believe there's nothing dirty about that sentence.
Well, all right then. Mystery solved. Good job, everyone.
Mr. Hillcrest, here's our bill.
Carol and Anne, you pick up this equipment. I'll go get our jackets out of the coat room.
Good luck with that!
Remember, if you ever have ghosts again for the first time, give us folks at Spirits and Hauntings Advanced Asset Management a call.
When you think sham, think us.
Once again, bad name.
Funny, I think it's a perfect name.
Well, that's our story. And we never did find out what happened to the talking camera that Danny abandoned in episode 218, did we?
Danny.
Oh no.
Danny.
It's the talking camera. Are you a ghost?
Nope. I just really like this echo effect. I was never really in any danger. It turns out I was plugged into the wall charger all the time.
I'm not sure which I hate more. Loose ends or smart electronics.
Is that so? I'll tell the microphone that you said that.
No.
Special thanks to Paul Berry from A Window to the Magic, www.windowtothemagic.com. Susie from How to Grow Your Geek, www.howtogrowyourgeek.net. Barely from Barely Podcasting, www.barelypodcasting.com. And Kim from Comic Book Goddess, www.comicbookgoddess.com. Select sound effects courtesy of the Free Sound Project at freesound.org.
If you want to get in touch with us, just send an email to comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, at gmail.com. Or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. Keep up with all the latest news by joining the Comedy Forecast Facebook fan page at facebook.com/comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4. And follow Comedy Forecast on Twitter, all one word, you get the idea. And be sure to subscribe to the show so you automatically get all the episodes. It's easy, because Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
If you like the show, give us a great review, and we'll give you a shout-out.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.